2. Planning for the Garden. For almost 100 years prior to Tepemanche's inspection, Van and his associates, from their Highland headquarters of world ethics and culture, had been preaching the advent of a promised son of God, a racial uplifter, a teacher of truth, and the worthy successor of the traitorous Caligastia. Though the majority of the world's inhabitants of those days exhibited little or no interest in such a prediction, those who were in immediate contact with Van and Amadon took such teaching seriously and began to plan for the actual reception of the promised son. Van told his nearest associates the story of the material sons on Jerusalem, what he had known of them before ever he came to Urantia. He well knew that these Adamic sons always lived in simple but charming garden homes and proposed, 83 years before the arrival of Adam and Eve, that they devote themselves to the proclamation of their advent and to the preparation of a garden home for their reception. From their Highland headquarters and from 61 far-scattered settlements, Van and Amadon recruited a corps of over 3,000 willing and enthusiastic workers who, in solemn assembly, dedicated themselves to this mission of preparing for the promised, at least expected, son. Van divided his volunteers into 100 companies with a captain over each and an associate who served on his personal staff as a liaison officer, keeping Amadon as his own associate. These commissions all began in earnest their preliminary work, and the committee on location for the garden sallied forth in search of the ideal spot. Although Caligastia and Daligastia had been deprived of much of their power for evil, they did everything possible to frustrate and hamper the work of preparing the garden. But their evil machinations were largely offset by the faithful activities of the almost 10,000 loyal Midway creatures who so tirelessly labored to advance the enterprise.